让我们能够瞥见在终点时的那个荣耀。
So that it might be encouragement to us to run this race.
所以这能够成为一个鼓励，让我们能够来跑这场赛跑。
We are all in a race.
我们都在一个赛跑上。
And this morning the burden is to think about how do we run this race in such a way that we may win.
早上我的负担就是我们如何能够跑才叫我们能够得着那奖赏。
Let's turn our attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25.
请我们一同来读哥林多前书第九章二十四到二十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25.
哥林多前书九章二十四到二十五节。
And do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, not we and imperishable.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡较力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
So the burden is coming from this phrase, run in such a way that you may win.
所以我的负担就来自这一句话，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Then we want to use the words of Jeremiah to illustrate the way that we should run.
然后我们愿意用先知耶利米的话来解释我们当如何跑。
We're going to read three verses.
我们要来读三处的圣经。
Each verse illustrate a way we should run.
每一节圣经都来讲述了一种方法，我们当如何跑。
Let's first turn to Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 1.
先让我们来翻到耶利米书五章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 1.
耶利米书第五章第一节。
In this verse, it tells us the first way we should run.
在这里就解释了我们所当跑的第一种方法。
Roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and seek in her open squares. If you can find a man, if there is one who does justice, who seeks truth, then I will pardon her.
你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看看有一人行公义，求诚实没有，若有，我就赦免这城。
Hidden in this verse is the first way we should run in order to win.
在这一节里所隐藏的就是我们所当跑的第一种方法。
Let's turn to chapter 5 verse 22nd.
那让我们再来读第五节第二十二章。
In this verse, there is the second way we should run in order to win.
在五章二十二节里隐藏了我们所当跑这路的第二种方法。
Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble in my presence? For I have placed the sand as a boundary for the sea, an eternal decree, so it cannot cross over it. Through the wave toss, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot cross over it.
耶和华说，你们怎么不惧怕我呢？我以永远的定力用沙为海的界限，水不得越过，因此你们在我面前还不战惊吗？波浪虽然翻腾却不能逾越，虽然喷轰却不能过去。
Hidden in this verse is the second way we should run to win.
隐藏在这一节当中的就是我们所当跑这路以致得胜的第二种方法。
The final verse is Jeremiah chapter 4Verse 4.
最后我们要来看耶利米书四章四节。
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 4.
耶利米书四章第四节。
Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and remove the foreskins of your heart, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or else my wrath will go forth like fire and burn with none to quench it because of the evil of your deeds.
犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民呢，你们当自行割礼归耶和华，将心里的污秽除掉，恐怕我的愤怒因你们的恶行发作，如火着起，甚至无人能以熄灭。
Within this verse, there is the third way we should run in order to win.
在这一节当中就藏着那第三种方法，让我们知道如何跑才能得着奖赏。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we do thank you this morning. We can gather together to worship you.
父，早上我们感谢你，让我们能够一同来聚集，来敬拜你。
We pray as we worship you, we can see the glory.
我们祷告是，当我们一同敬拜的时候，我们能够看到那荣耀。
And seeing this glory, encourage to run after you.
也让我们因着看见这荣耀，就被鼓舞，能够向着你来快跑。
Seeing this glory, allow us to press forward toward the goal.
也因着看见这荣耀，能够鼓励我们，能够向着标杆直跑。
We pray for these verses from Jeremiah.
我们为着耶利米书上的这些话祷告。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten these words for our encouragement.
愿圣灵能够把这话点亮，成为我们里面的鼓励。
So we know how to run in such a way that we may win.
好叫我们知道，当如何跑才能得着奖赏。
I want to commit.Myself and brother, my brother, into your hands.
我愿把我和弟兄都仰望交托在你的手中。
Because we understand how limited the vessel is.
我们实在知道这器皿实在是有限。
So we want to commit this time into your gracious hand.
因此我们要把这时间交在您的恩手当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24.Describe Christian life as running a race.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书九章那里就把基督徒的生活描述为一场赛跑。
Racing was very popular in ancient Greece.
那在古希腊的时候，这个赛跑是非常的流行的。
Running is very important in ancient Greek societies.
在古希腊的社会当中，赛跑是非常重要的。
They usually run in a stadium.
他们常常是在一个体育场里面跑。
And the stadium is usually established for foot racing.
那这个体育场常常在那里建立，就是为了让人能够来赛跑。
And the length of a stadium is called a stade.
那这一个赛场它的长度就是被称为一个 stade.
A stade is the unit of length in Greece.
在当时的话，这一个 stade 就是长度的单位。
It's about 185 meters long.
大概就是有185米这么长。
When they ran the race, they have poles sitting on one end and another pole on the other end.
那当他们赛跑的时候呢，就在这个跑道的一边有一个标志，另外一边也有一个标志。
That's the stade long.
这就是这个长度，就叫 stade.
And the runner will run from one pole.Toward the other pose.
那运动员就从一边跑向另外一个边。
Now you understand why Paul said, "You will press toward the goal."
所以这时候你就明白为什么保罗说要向着标杆直跑。
Because there is a goal post at the end of the course.
因为在那个赛道的最后有这样一个终点的标志。
And the shortest race is one state long.
那最短的那个赛跑就是有这么一个 state 的长度。
And that is the most.Prestigious race.
这是最久负盛名的。
Because the winner of the one state race is the fastest man they have.
因为那个跑完一 state 浪的那长度的那个人，他就是那个跑的最快的。
And there was a race that is two state long.
也有一个比赛要跑两个 state 那么长。
And the runner will run from one post to the other post.
那运动员就要从一边跑向另外一边。
Then they turn 180 degree run backward.
然后他们转过180度再回到另外一边的标志。
Just like the swimmer today.
就好像今天的这个游泳员一样。
That's a two-state race.
这就是一个两个 state 长的一个跑。
And every other race is in multiple of states.
那其他所有的赛跑都是以 state 的长度为倍数的。
A long-distance race will have like 20 to 24 states.
如果一个长跑的话，大概有20到24个 state 的长度。
You run back and forth either 10 times or 12 times.
所以你要来回跑10次或12次。
Paul often used the foot racing as an analogy of Christian life.
保罗常常用赛跑做比喻来表述基督徒的生活。
He often said, I have finished the course.
他常说我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
我已经守住了当守的道。
By the end of his journey, he told the elders of Ephesus.
在他旅程的最后，他对这些在以弗所的长老们说，
I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
As he wrote to Philippians,
当他对以弗所的人腓立比的人写信的时候，
He said, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
他就说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
This was a runner's mentality.
这就是那一个赛跑运动员他的想法。
There's only one thing in front of him.
在他面前只有一件事。
It's that goal post.
就是那一个终点的标志。
Forgetting what lies behind.
忘记后面的。
Reaching forward to what lies ahead.
就是为着前边的那个事情来跑。
You may ask why the Apostle Paul used foot racing to describe a Christian life.
你可能要问为什么使徒保罗要用赛跑来表述基督徒的生活。
Because there are two similarities between Christian life and foot racing.
因为在基督徒的生活跟赛跑之间有两样事情是相同的。
The first one, there is a prize.
第一就是那有一个奖赏。
Now, at the end of foot racing,The winner was awarded of a wreath.
你知道在这个赛跑的最后，那得胜的要得着一个冠冕。
The wreath made from plants such as laurel, myrtle, or oak.
那这个冠冕可能是用一些植物做的，它可能是月桂，可能是桃金娘，也可能是这个橡树。
The laurel wreath is one of the most famous symbol, the Greek symbols today.
那今天这个桂冠就是希腊最经典的那个代表。
It's interlocking branches and the bay, laurel leaves are a symbol of glory, power, and victory.
那这一个连接在一起的这个枝子和那个月桂的枝节就代表了胜利、能力和荣耀。
In the same way, a Christian lifeWell, end with a prize.
同样的，基督徒的生活终结时也要得着奖赏。
When we finish the course, there will be the prize awarded to us by the Lord.
当我们跑尽了的时候，神要奖赏我们。
Therefore, Paul pressed on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以，保罗所跑的是为着得着主从上所要赐他的奖赏。
But there was a difference between the wreath and the prize we are getting.
但这之间有一个不同，就是那运动员所能得着的冠冕和我们所能得着的冠冕是不一样的。
The wreath is corruptible.
那个桂冠是能够来毁坏的。
But the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus is incorruptible.
但我们在基督里要得着的那奖赏却是不能够毁坏的。
So that's the first similarity.
所以这是第一个相同点。
There is a prize.
有一个奖赏。
There is a prize in foot racing, and there is a prize for Christian life.
赛跑当中有一个奖赏，基督徒的生活也有一个奖赏。
And there is a second similarity.
那还有第二点相同。
Everyone who competes in games exercise self-control in all things to win.
凡决力争胜的诸事都有节制。
I don't think I need to explain this further.
我想我不需要再来解释了。
We all know athletes who compete in games exercise self-control in every areas of their life.
我们都知道一个运动员他如果要来在比赛当中得胜的话，在凡事当中都要来操练节制。
They control their weights, they control their diet, they control their schedules.
他们要控制他们的饮食，控制他们的体重，控制他们日常的安排。
Almost every aspect of their life are under a strict self-control.
甚至他们生活的每一面都要有一个非常严格的节制。
Similarly, a Christian should exercise self-control in order we may win the race.
同样的，基督徒也要来操练节制，以致我们能够得着奖赏。
If we run in such a way, we may win the prize.
若我们如此来跑的话，我们就能得着奖赏。
And this morning, we'd like to look from the perspective of Old Testament prophet.
所以今天我们要从旧约先知的角度来看这件事。
From the perspective of Jeremiah.
从耶利米的角度来看这件事情。
In the time of Jeremiah,
在耶利米的时代。
The people of Judah did not run in the way they might win.
犹大的人不是为着能够得奖赏来跑的。
Jeremiah served the Lord for the last 40 years of the king of Judah.
耶利米就在犹大王最后的40年那里在那里服侍主。
He was the last prophet before captivities.
他是在犹大被掳前最后的一个先知。
Jeremiah was the last opportunity the people of Judah can return and repent.
那耶利米就是犹大民能够悔改回转最后的机会。
Only 40 years left.
只有40年了。
And the people of Judah still ran in a way they may not win.
但犹大民在那里跑的方式却让他们根本就得不着奖赏。
Therefore God raised the prophet Jeremiah.
所以神就兴起了先知耶利米。
To instruct the people of Judah.
能够来指教犹大民。
How they should run their race.
他们当如何的来跑这场赛跑。
They may win.
好叫他们能够得着奖赏。
And from those three verses,We see the three encouragement from Jeremiah.
所以在刚才所读的三节圣经当中，我们看到耶利米的三种鼓励。
Jeremiah encouraged the people of Judah in three areas.
所以耶利米就鼓励犹大人在三方面。
They need to exercise self-control.
第一，他们要学会节制。
The first area we must exercise self-control is to be truthful.
我们第一个来操练节制的就是要来学真实。
In other words, to be honest with the Lord and to be honest with ourselves.
换句话说，就是向着主，也向着我们自己要来诚实。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot win this race. We cannot win the prize if we are not truthful.
弟兄姐妹，若是我们向着主是不真实的话，我们没有办法能够来得这奖赏。
God revealed this, to Jeremiah.
神把这个启示给耶利米。
God said, roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note and seek in her open squares. If you can find a man, if there is one who does justice, who seeks truth, then I will pardon her.
神就对耶利米说，你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看看有一人行公义，求诚实没有，若有，我就赦免这
罪。 God was saying, if there was one truthful person in the city of Jerusalem, he would pardon Jerusalem.
神就是说，如果在耶路撒冷当中有一个人是真实的，他就要赦免这城。
It was remarkable that there was not even one.
何等惊奇，竟连一个义人都没有。
So Jerusalem was worse than Sodom.
所以耶路撒冷甚至比索多玛还要坏。
You know, even Sodom, they didn't go down to one.
甚至索多玛他们都没有降到这个一个的数字这么低的等级。
Abraham, when Abraham prayed for Sodom, he said, If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom,I will spare the whole place for their sake.
当亚伯拉罕为着索多玛祷告的时候，耶和华说：“我若在索多玛城里建有五十个义人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方的众人。”
Of course, there weren't 50.
当然，那里没有五十个义人。
So、Abraham reduced that to 45.
所以亚伯拉罕就把这数字减成了45。
Then to 40.
然后到40。
Then to 30.
然后到30。
Then to 20.
然后到20。
Then to 10.
然后最后到了十个。
Didn't go further down.
但并没有继续往下降了。
But in the case of Jerusalem, there wasn't even one.
但对耶路撒冷来说，甚至连一个义人都没有。
If there was one, God will pardon Jerusalem.
若有一个的话，神都要赦免这城。
This is how serious it was.
这就是那时的景况有何等的严厉。
So this is the first thing we need to understand.
所以这是我们所要来学的第一件事情。
In order for us to win,We need to exercise self-control to be truthful.
若要让我们能够来得胜，我们就要来自己节制，来操练，能够来真实。
Truthfulness is not the same as perfection.
真实不是代表要来完美。
God never demands us to be perfect.
神从不是让我们做一个完美的人。
We can never exercise self-control into perfection.
我们从不能够来自我节制以致做完美。
However, God demands us to be truthful and honest.
但神要我们是做真实并诚实。
The people of Judah was not truthful.
犹大人并不是真实的。
Jeremiah described the people of Judah this way.
耶利米这样来描述犹大人。
Jeremiah said, God is always on their lips, but far from their heart.
耶利米说，他们的口是与你相近，心却与神远离。
Brother, sister, is this also true sometime?
弟兄姐妹，这对我们来说是不是也是真实的呢？
God is always on our lips.
神总在我们的口里。
But sometime far from our hearts,
但却有时远远的与我们心相离。
Outwardly they appear righteous to man.
外面来看，他们好像在人的眼中是义人。
But inwardly they were full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
但他们里面却充满了不法。
Even when they swore by the living God, they swore falsely.
甚至他们所起誓的时候都是假的。
The people of Judah were hypocrites.
犹大人是那假冒伪善的。
Hypocrisy is absolutely the wrong way to run the race.
假冒伪善是绝对不能够来跑这条路的方法。
In fact, it is the worst possible way to run this race.
事实上，这是我们跑这条赛跑最坏的方法。
That was why Jesus was very critical of the Pharisees.
这就是为什么主耶稣是这样的严格的来对待法利赛人。
Jesus called the Pharisees the serpents. The brood of vipers.
所以主称他们为毒蛇的种类。
On the other hand, Jesus was very compassionate with sinners.
但另外一面，主向着罪人却是蛮有怜悯。
The tax collectors.
对着那些税吏。
The blind, the sick.
对那些瞎眼的，对那些生病的。
The lepers.
那些得大麻风的。
Men possessed by the demons.
还有那些被魔鬼所占有的。
And the deaf.
还有那些死人。
Were the Pharisees worse than all sinners?
难道法利赛人比这些罪人更坏吗？
Indeed, the Pharisee was in a situation worse than all other sinners.
是的，法利赛人在的那个光景比其他的罪人还要差。
Because Pharisees were sinners, but who do not know they were sinners.
因为法利赛人本是罪人，但他们却不认识自己是罪人。
Jesus once said, "It is not those who are healthy who needs a physician, but those who are sick."
耶稣曾对他们说过，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
The Pharisees thought they were healthy.
法利赛人自以为他们是健康的。
They would not seek the Lord to heal them.
所以他们不愿意来寻求主来医治他们。
The conscience of the Pharisees had been seared as with a hot iron.
好像法利赛人他们的心如同被热铁烙了一般。
In other words, their conscience did not function.
换句话说，就是他们的心，他们的良心不能够来功用。
They refused to repent.
他们拒绝悔改。
The Pharisees would never win the race.
法利赛人永远不能得胜。
Therefore, Jeremiah instructs the people of Judah to be truthful.
所以耶利米来指教犹大人，让他们能够真实。
So how you and I today can exercise self-control to be truthful in a practical manner?
那我们今天如何能够操练自我节制来学真实？
We must understand the falsehood is the evil practice of the old self.
我们应该明白谎言是我们老我的恶行。
The devil is a liar and the father of lies.
魔鬼本是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
If we want to put on the new self, the first thing we must do is laying aside falsehood.
若我们想要来穿上那新的己的话，我们就第一个要来舍弃谎言。
We do not tell a lie.
我们不说谎。
Since you lay aside the old self with evil practices.
所以你们要弃绝谎言。
It's very easy to say.
这话很容易说。
Brother, sister, is it easy to do?
弟兄姐妹想要做容易吗？
Are we practicing this self-control?
我们是否在这一点上来自我节制？
Are we always telling a truth?
我们是否总是在那里说实话？
It sounds really easy.
听起来是很容易的。
Do not lie to one another.
不要彼此说谎。
But do we lie to one another?
但我们是否向彼此说谎呢？
Brother and sister, lying is so natural to us.
弟兄姐妹，说谎对我们来说是非常自然的。
Sometimes we lie to each other unconsciously.
有的时候我们向彼此说谎的时候甚至都没有意识到。
But thank God we have a counselor living within us.
但我们感谢主，我们里面有一位测试与我们同住。
If you lie to someone else,
如果你对别人说谎的话，
the counselor will remind us that this is not true.
这个测试要来指教我们，这不是真实的。
If we exercise self-control,
如果我们如此操练节制，
we will correct our lies.
我们就要来改正我们的谎言。
We apologize to one that we lie to.
我们要向人道歉，说我们对他说谎了。
Once you exercise this self-control,
若你如此来操练自我节制，
next time it's much harder for you to lie.
下一次的话，你再来说谎就更难了。
Brother and sister, this is self-control.
弟兄姐妹，这就是节制。
This is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
Sometimes we cannot control not telling a lie.
有的时候我们没有办法控制自己不去说谎。
We lie unconsciously.
我们说谎的时候都没有意识到。
But when Holy Spirit reminds you in your heart,
但当圣灵在你心里来提醒的时候，
then you have responsibility to exercise the self-control.
那你就有这机会能够来操练节制。
You need to correct the lie you told.
你要来改正你所说的谎言。
You need to apologize to the one that you lied to.
你要向着那你对他说谎言的人来道歉。
Brothers and sisters, as long as we exercise this self-control,
弟兄姐妹，只要我们能够来操练这样的节制，
it's getting harder and harder for you to lie.
让我们再来说谎就会越来越难。
There's an amazing verse in Revelation.
在启示录当中有这样一个奇妙的话。
John, Apostle John saw 144,000 overcomers.
那约翰就在那里看到了144,000的得胜者。
Do you know how Apostle John described these overcomers?
你知道使徒约翰是如何能够来描述他们吗？
Apostle John described them this way.
使徒约翰是如此的来讲的。
No lie was found in their mouth.
在他们口中查不出谎言来。
They are blameless.
他们是没有瑕疵的。
We cannot exercise to be perfection.
我们没有办法，我们没有办法操练以致完美。
But if we are truthful,
但若我们是真实的，
the Holy Spirit will work in our lives to make us perfect one day.
圣灵要在我们心里工作，让我们有一天能够得至完美。
This is amazing spiritual exercise.
这是一个何等美妙的属灵的操练。
If someone just got baptized and asked me what should he be practicing,
如果有一个人刚刚受浸，他问我你他要如何的来操练，
I would say do not lie to another person.
我就会对他说不要向别人说谎。
This is a simple practice.
这是一个非常简单的操练。
If any one of us a sincere practicing this particular exercise.
若我们当中有一个人非常真诚的在这里如此操练的话，
God will do a wonderful work in your life.
神就要在你的生命当中做那奇妙的大能。
You will run the race in the right way.
你就能够正确的跑在这条赛跑上。
Exercise self-control over our tongues will win the race and the prize for us.
在节制上来操练我们的口舌，也能让我们以致得着奖赏。
Now, Jesus once used the ships as an illustration.
那耶稣曾用这个船来做比较。
Ships are so great.
这个船是非常的大。
And they're driven by strong winds.
它也被大风来催逼。
But a pilot can direct the ship to stay on the course with a very small rudders.
但那掌舵的只要用小小的舵就能够把这个船跑在这个航线上。
Our tongue is a very small part of our bodies.
我们的舌头不过是我们生命当中最小的一部分。
But our tongue determines if we can stay on the course.
但我们的舌头却决定了我们是否跑在这赛道上。
And win the race.
也能够得着奖赏。
So this is first area Jeremiah encourage the people of Judah to exercise self-control to be truthful.
所以这就是耶利米在第一点上来鼓励犹大人能够来真实。
Brother and sister, we need to be serious about this simple matters.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须对这简单的事有一个严格的心。
Do not lie to one another.
不要彼此说谎。
But in case you lie,
但若你说谎了的话
reminded by the Holy Spirit,
你要被圣灵提醒
to correct your lie,
要来改正你所说的谎
apologize to the person you lied to,
向着你向他说谎言的那个人要来道歉
this is the right way to run the course,
这是我们所当跑的方法
if you are truthful before the Lord,
如果你在主的面前是真实的
you will finish the course and win the prize,
你要能够跑完了这赛跑得着那奖赏
The second area
第二点
We need to exercise self-control in honoring the boundary set by the Lord
我们要来操练节制就是要守住神所立的界限
God was very keen in setting the boundary for his people
神非常的热心要为他的子民来设立界限
If you read the Old Testament you'll notice
如果你读旧约的话，你就能够注意到
，God has a special keen interest about the boundary line。
神是对着这个界限、疆界非常的有热心。
In Exodus 20, chapter 23, verse 31,
在出埃及记23:31讲到
，God said, "I will fix your boundary from the Red Sea to the Sea of Philistines."
我要定你的境界，从红海直到腓力士海。
From the wilderness to the river Euphrates.
又从旷野直到大河
God was very clear the boundary of his people
神对着他的子民的疆界是非常的清晰的
God set the boundary not only for the whole countries
神不仅为着整个国来设立疆界
He set boundary for each tribe
他也为每一派都列了界限
And within the tribe he set boundary for each household
不仅如此为着这每一支派当中的每一家他都立了疆界
God has his thoughts and his way in setting these boundaries.
神有他的想法和他的道路能够来设立这些界限。
But God not only interests in physical boundaries.
但神所感兴趣的不仅仅只是这外面物理上的界限。
Even more important are spiritual boundaries.
更重要的是我们在属灵上的界限。
The spiritual boundary is the word of the Lord.
属灵上的那界限就是神的话。
For example,
举一个例子
the words in the Ten Commandments is the boundary given to his people.
在这个十诫就是神的话能够给他的子民作为疆界。
The people of Israel should honor the boundary set by God.
以色列的子民应该来守住神为他们所立的界限。
Solomon in his wisdom wrote in Proverbs this way.
那所罗门就在这神所给他的智慧当中，在箴言中如此说道
：“Do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set。
你先祖所立的地界，你不可挪移。
”Unfortunately, from the history, we know the Israelites often cross over the boundary set by the Lord.
但不幸的是，我们知道在历史当中，以色列人常常来跨越神所为他们立的疆界。
Yeah, Hosea.Tell the story like this.
那何西阿就如此说道
The princes of Judah have become like those who move a boundary.
犹大的首领如同挪移地界的人
Every time when they cross over the boundary, God will raise up a prophet to bring them back.
每当他们在跨越疆界的时候，神就要兴起一个先知把他们带回来
And Jeremiah was raised during the time of Josiah.
那耶利米被兴起的时候就是在约西亚王的时候
And he said this to people of Judah
他就如此对犹大人说
Do you not fear me?
你们怎么不惧怕我呢
Do you not tremble in my presence?
你们怎么不在我面前战惊呢
For I have placed the sand as a boundary for the sea
因为我用沙为海的界限
An eternal decree so it cannot be crossed over it
是永远的定例谁永不得越过
Jeremiah was saying the word of the Lord is a boundary an eternal decree it cannot cross over it
耶利米就是在说神的话就是那永远的定例你们不能够越过
Brother and sister do we see the word of the Lord as a boundary that we cannot cross over it
弟兄姐妹我们是否把神的话看作一条界限是我们所不能越过的
And if we doThis is a way to run this race.
若我们如此做的话，那就是我们所当跑这条路的方法。
Usually, when I come back to Houston, I come either from the west side or from the east side.
常常当我回到休斯顿的时候，我或者从西边，或者从东边。
Either from Asia or from Europe, right?
有的时候从亚洲，有的时候从欧洲。
So from the airplane, I never see the Gulf of Mexico.
所以从在飞机上，我从来没有看到过这个墨西哥湾。
But this week. I came back from the south.
但这一次我是从南边过来。
So approaching Houston from the Gulf of Mexico.
所以我是从墨西哥湾来靠近休斯顿。
And I saw exactly what was written in Jeremiah 5:22.
那我就看到了在耶利米书五章二十二节这里所写的。
From the airplane, I saw the coastline.
就在那个飞机上，我看到这个海岸线。
I saw the Gulf of Mexico in blue.
我看到这墨西哥湾是蓝色的。
I saw the Gulf Coast in green.
然后我看到后边的海岸线是绿色的。
Then I saw a line in between.
然后我看到在中间有一条线。
Very clear line in between in the color of yellow.
就是那一条非常清晰的黄色的线。
It was so striking.As I read these verses,
那当我在读这一段圣经的时候，这个景象是何等的惊奇。
That sand between the sea and the land is the boundary set by the Lord.
就是那一条在海与陆地之间的线是神所设立的。
You cannot cross over it.
你不能够来越过这条线。
This is the way we run the course.
这是我们当跑这条路的方法。
If today we cross over the boundary,
如果今天我们越过了这界限
，We will not be able to win the prize.
我们就没有办法得着奖赏。
You know, not crossing the boundary is a very critical thing in playing any sports.
你知道，在任何的体育竞赛当中，不来越过这条界限是非常重要的。
Do you know that there is a Pan American Games going on recently? 泛美。运动会，
你知道最近有一个这个泛美的运动会
yeah, ？Nobody knows about it，
可能没有人知道。
Yeah, there is a Pan American sports game going on right now。
最近有一个泛美运动会正在进行。
And I saw a little bit of a javelin throw in the Pan Am game。
那我在那里就看到一场标枪的比赛。
You know, in the javelin throw, the athlete has a runway of 40 meter long。
那这个标枪的比赛，这个运动员有一条40米长的跑道。
So they can run in a way they like to. They run all the way close to a curve arc.
那最后他们跑到这个跑道的尽头，有这样一个弯曲的跑道。
And they have to throw the javelin before they reach the curve arc.
他们必须要把这个标枪投掷出去，在他们跑到那个弯曲的那个弧线之
前。You cannot cross that line.
你不能够过那条界限。
If you cross that line, then they will not even measure your throw.
如果你跨过了这个界限，甚至他们都不去测量你所投有
多远。They will not even measure.
他们甚至都不去测量。
Because you cross the line.
因为你已经过了那界限。
And I saw an athlete.
然后我看到这样一个运动员。
He made a great throw.
他掷得非常的好。
It's probably good enough for a gold medal for that particular time.
甚至在那时都可能让他得着这金牌。
But unfortunately, his foot touched the line.
但不幸的是，他的脚就碰到了那个界限。
Now they use slow motion to show his foot and the line.
他们就用那个慢镜头来看他脚和那条线的位置。
It's just touching.
只是简单的碰到一点点而已。
And they watch over again and again.
他们一遍又一遍的来审查这一刻。
They decide not to measure.
他们就决定不来量这个距离。
You cannot cross the line.
你不能够越过这个界限。
You cannot win a javelin throw if you cross that line.
如果你越过了这条界限，你是不可能赢得一场标枪比赛。
Brothers and sisters, how can we not cross?The boundary set by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够跨过神所给我们立的界限呢
？There was a hint.
有这样一条这个秘诀。
Jeremiah said, "Do you not fear me?"
耶利米就说：“你们不惧怕我吗
？”It's the fear of the Lord that prevents us from crossing the boundary.
是对神的畏惧，让我们能够来不跨过那疆界。
The fact that we cross the line so easily because we have no fear of the Lord in our hearts.
是因为我们不在这里畏惧神、敬畏神，所以我们常常才跨过那界限。
And the fear of the Lord separates Saul from David.
那对神的敬畏就让大卫和扫罗能够分开。
Well, David was in no way perfect.
大卫不是一个完全人。
But David. had a fear of God in his heart.
但大卫的心里却是敬畏神的。
David will never cross the line.
大卫从不会越过那条界限。
Even it is to his advantage.
即便那对他来说是有益处的。
One time he had opportunity to kill the king Saul.
有一次他有机会能够杀掉扫罗王。
Even the people that follow him said, "This is the opportunity God gave you."
甚至跟随他的人都说，今天是神把这个仇敌交在你手里。
You kill Saul, then you remove all of your difficulties.
你杀了扫罗，就除掉你所有的困难。
This is the Lord. Lord arranged in such a way, allow you to kill King Saul.
是神如此安排，让你能够把扫罗杀掉。
But David would never cross that line.
但大卫永不会越过这条界限。
This is anointed person.
这是一个被膏的人。
There is a line drawn.
在那里有一条界限。
I cannot cross that line.
我不能够来跨过这条界限。
This is David, a man with a fear of God in his heart.
这就是大卫，他的心中有畏惧神的心。
He will never cross that line.
他永远不会越过这条界限。
That's the boundary set.By the Lord.
这就是神所立的界限。
And David will never cross it.
大卫永远不会越过它。
But how can we exercise this?
但我们当如何来操练呢?
You know, we want to be practical today.
我们今天要来讲一些实际的。
When we live this life today, how can I not cross the line?
当我们平日生活的时候，如何才能够不越过那界限呢?
Is it really hard?
是非常困难吗?
Is it easy?
还是说很容易呢?
If it's easy, why kings after kings in Israel and Judah cross that boundary?
若是容易的话，为什么一个又一个的以色列王、犹大王一次又一次的越过这条界限呢?
If it is easy,
如果是容易的话,
why generation of Christian in history cross that boundary?
为什么在历代当中的基督徒一代又一代的来越过了这条界限?
So we must ask, how did the church cross that boundary so easily?
所以我们要问的就是，怎么教会就这么容易的越过了这条界限？
I think there is a reason.
我想原因在这里。
The church did not hear directly from the Lord.
就是教会没有直接的来从主那里来听到他的话。
Brother and sister, if you are in the game,
弟兄姐妹，若你在一场竞赛当中
，You are on this full racing game.
你在这个赛跑当中
，You know all the rules.
你知道所有的规则
，You read the rule books.
你已经读完了这个竞赛的规则书
，Then you run very fast.
你就跑得非常的快。
You know you cannot cross certain lines.
你也知道你不能够越过那条界限
，But you cannot hear.
但是你却听不见。
You didn't know.That the judge had fired that starter gun.
你不知道什么时候这个裁判打那个发令枪。
How can you win the race?
你怎么可能赢这个比赛呢？
That's how important for us to be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以这是何等的重要，让我们能够来听到神的话。
Brothers and sisters, there is a difference.
弟兄姐妹，这之间是有不同的。
Knowing all the rules is one thing.
知道所有的规则是一件事。
Be able to hear that gun is totally different.
能够听到那个发令枪是另外一件事。
Generation of generation of Christians understand the rules.
一代又一代的基督徒，他们知道这个规则。
Never heard the gun.
但他们却听不到这个枪声。
You cannot run the race that way.
你就不能够这样的来得胜。
If we don't hear the Lord ourselves, we will cross that line sooner or later.
若我们不能够自己来听到主的声音的话，我们早晚会越过那条界限。
We have to be able to hear him.
我们要能够来听到他。
That's why when God, said in the Mount of Transfigurations,
这就是为什么主在变化山上。
This is my son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. Listen to him.
神就对他们说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
Once we can hear the Lord, then we can exercise the self-control.
若我们能够来听到主的话，我们就能够来操练节制。
This is the way we should run this race.
这是我们当跑这条路的方法。
This is how we can not cross the boundaries.
这也是我们得以能够不越过那界限的方法。
Be able to hear the Lord.
就是让我们能够听到神。
We can hear him when we come to worship time.
当我们来到敬拜的时候，我们能够听到他。
We can hear him when we meditate about his word.
当我们来思想他的话语的时候，我们能够来听他。
We can hear him through the fellowship with the saints.
我们借着与弟兄姐妹的交通也能够来听到他。
We can hear him through our prayers.
我们借着我们的祷告也能够来听他。
If we do not hear him, we're doing religious activities.
若我们没有听到他的话，我们不过是在做一些宗教上的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is real to you, then the boundary lines is also real to you.
弟兄姐妹，若神对你是真实的，那他所立的界限对你也是真实的。
Oftentimes, the boundary line is not real to us.
常常这界限对我们来说并不真实。
Because the Lord is not real to us.
因为好像神对我们不是真实的一样。
If we can hear him, then he is real to us.
但若我们能够听他的话，那他对我们就是真实的。
If you fear God and you can hear him, you will honor the boundaries set by him.
若你能够来敬畏神并听到他的话，那你就会来遵守他所立的界限。
This is the second way we should run this course.
这是我们所当跑的第二种方法。
To honor the boundary set by the Lord.
就是要来守住神所立的界限。
We honor this boundary by the fear of God in us.
我们是借着在心中对神的敬畏来守这条界限。
We honor the boundary because we can hear him.
我们能够来守这界限，因为我们能够来听到他。
Now there's a third area.
还有第三点。
The third area pointed out by Jeremiah was the circumcision of the heart.
耶利米所指出的第三点就是在心中的割礼。
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 4.
耶利米书四章四节。
Circumcise yourself to the Lord and remove the foreskin of your heart, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem.
犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民呢，你们当自行割礼归耶和华，将心里的污秽除掉。
Circumcision is the sign of the covenant between God and his people.
以割礼是神和他的子民之间的那个记号。
A man who was circumcised was giving a testimony that he would honor the covenant.
一个受了割礼的人就是在这里做一个见证，就是他要来敬畏神。
A circumcised man is committed to honor the boundary and obey the word of the Lord.
一个受过割礼的人，他就是要来立志守住神所立的界限。
But history tells us that the circumcision of the flesh did not uphold the covenant.
但历史告诉我们，肉体上的割礼没有能够撑起神所立的约。
The people of Israel and Judah proved that they could not obey the commandments of the Lord.
以色列和犹大的人已经证明了人没有办法守住神所立的约。
Why couldn't they?
为什么他们不能?
They knew about Ten Commandments.
他们知道神所立的十诫。
They also knew the consequences of not obeying the commandments of the Lord.
他们也知道若不守这戒的话，他所要承受的后果。
But they did not have the strength to overcome temptations.
但他们却没有力量能够胜过试探。
In other words, they did not have the power to obey the commandments.
换句话说，他们里没有那个能够守约的能力。
Brothers and sisters, this is so important to us.
弟兄姐妹，这对我们是何等的重要。
It's not that we do not know the commandments.
不是说我们不知道这十诫。
It's not that we do not know the consequences of disobey the commandments.
也不是说我们不知道若是毁约的话所要承受的后果。
We do not have the strength and the power to obey the commandments.
问题在于我们没有能力能够来守住这十诫。
How can we have the powers?
我们如何能够得着能力呢?
If the power is the issue, how can we have the powers?
如果能力是问题的所在的话，我们如何得着能力呢?
The central issue here is the matter of love.
中心的问题是在乎爱。
The love of God was in question.
是向着神的爱受到了问题。
They did not love the Lord with all their hearts, with all their soul, with all their might.
他们并没有尽心尽心尽力的能够来爱神。
When you love the Lord with all your heart, then you can obey the commandment.
若你是尽心的来爱主的话，你就能够来守住这些诫
限。So the love is the issue of the heart.
所以爱是心里的问题。
To deal with the issue of heart, you have to deal with the heart directly.
如果要来对付心里的问题的话，你要直接的来对付心。
Therefore, the circumcision must be the circumcision.Of the heart.
所以这割礼是要在心中的割礼。
Apostle said in Romans,
保罗在罗马书当中说道，
Circumcision is not merely outward and physical. Circumcision is the circumcision of the heart.
真割礼不是外面的，是在心里的。
By the Spirit, not by the written code.
是在乎灵，不在乎遗文。
Brother and sister, this was not a New Testament concept.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个新约才有的意念。
It was written in Deuteronomy.
在申命记也同样写道。
Chapter 30 verse 6.
三十章第六节。
The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants.
耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉。
So that you may love him with all your hearts and with all your soul and live.
好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
It's the circumcision of the heart that addresses this issue.
是心中的割礼能够来解决这个问题。
And Paul further explained how does this happen to us?
保罗就更加的解释了如何我们能够来经历这些。
Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit.Who was given to us.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
This is the circumcision of the heart.
这就是心中的割礼。
The love of God poured out within our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
是神所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
This is the circumcision of the heart.
这就是心中的割礼。
It is this.Love of God will give us the power to obey the commandments.
向着神如此的爱能够让我们有能力来守住神所立的诫限。
Then you may say that, then what should I do?
那你就要问我当如何做呢？
It looks like there's nothing I can do.
好像我没有什么能做的。
Because this is the work of Holy Spirit.
因为这都是圣灵的工作。
If Holy Spirit doesn't do it, then there's nothing I can do.
如果圣灵不工作的话，那我也做不了什么。
How can I exercise self-control?
我如何能够来操练节制？
It is true, this is work by the Spirit.
是的，这是圣灵的工作。
It's not by the written code.
不是照着遗文。
But there is something that we should do.
但有些事情我们是要做的。
There is one thing we can do, according to Apostle Paul.
照着保罗所说的，有一件事我们可以做。
We must be constrained by the love.Of God.
就是我们要来被神的爱所约束。
And Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 14 and 15.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章十四到十五节那里讲到。
For the love of the Christ constrains us.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
Having judged us, that one died for all and all have died.
因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Brother and sister, do you have a desire to be constrained by the love of Christ?
弟兄姐妹，你是否渴望被神的爱所约束？
If we do not have this desire,
如果我们心中没有这样的渴望的话，
then we may not experience the circumcision of the heart.
那可能我们就没有办法经历那心中的割礼。
On the other hand, if you desire to be constrained by the love of Christ,
但在另外一方面，若你渴望能够来被神的爱所约束，
and Holy Spirit will give you the circumcision of the heart.
那圣灵就要在你心中来行那割礼。
Once you have the circumcision of the heart,
若你的心中受过那割礼，
then you can live a life that is constrained by the love of Christ.
那你就能够过一个生活是被神的爱所约束的。
So what does this mean?
这意味着什么呢？
How does it apply to us?
这如何能够应用在我们的身上呢？
You remember that in John 21, Jesus told Peter this way.
你记得吗？在约翰二十一，约翰福音二十一章当中，神是这样，基督是这样的对约翰，对彼得来说。
Jesus said, "When you were younger, you dress yourself."
你年少的时候自己束上带子。
And you went where you want.
你随意往来。
But when you are old,
但当你年老的时候
，you will stretch out your hands.
你要伸出手来。
And someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
It's very difficult for anybody to constrain Peter.
是很难能够让别人能够来控制保罗的。
Peter wants to go where he wants to go.
保罗是要到自己所想去的地方。
No one can constrain Peter.
没有人能够来约束保罗。
But Jesus said, "When you are older."
彼得，但神对彼得说
，Someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
In other words, Apostle Peter lived a constrained life.
换句话说，彼得就过了一个受约束的生活。
What constrained Peter?
什么来约束了彼得呢
？Just one verse before.
就是在那之前的一节。
Jesus asked him, "Do you love me the third time?"
第三次，主来问他，你是否爱我
？And Peter said, "Yes, Lord."
彼得说是。
You know that I love you.
你知道我爱你。
And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep."
耶稣说你牧养我的羊。
For this reason, someone else will dress you.
为着这个原因，别人要来约束你。
Will lead you where you do not want to go.
带你到不愿意去的地方。
And Peter was willing to be constrained by the love of Christ.
彼得就愿意被耶稣基督的爱所约束。
It was the love of Christ that constrained Peter to go where he did not want to go.
是耶稣基督的爱约束他，能够让他去往他不愿意去的地方。
Brothers and sisters, are we constrained by the love of Christ today?
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是否被耶稣基督的爱所约束？
Concerning service, do you want to go the place that you do not want to go in the first place?
想一想，来服侍，你是否愿意去你自己不想去的地方？
Everyone want to serve in the area they want to serve, right?
每一个人都愿意在自己所想要服侍的地方服侍。
Very few people is willing to serve in the places they do not want to.
很少有人愿意在他们所不愿意去的地方来服侍。
Are we constrained by the love of Christ this way?
我们是否如此被神的爱所约束？
Are we the one to choose where we want to go?
我们是要来自己选择我们所当去的地
方吗？ Are we the one to choose in which area I should serve?
我们是该自己来选择在什么地方我来服侍吗？
Are we allow someone to dress me and lead me to where I do not want to go?
还是我们允许别人来束着我们，带我们到我们所不愿意去的地方？
It takes those who are constrained by the love of Christ to take care of his sheep.
主要来管理他所愿意那些愿意为被他的爱所约束的人。
Do you believe Apostle Paul was willing to spend the last 11 years of his life in a prison?
你觉着使徒保罗愿意在他生命当中最后11年在监牢当中度过吗？
Was Paul's plan to spend the last 11 years that way?
保罗是这样的计划来度过他生命的最后11年吗？
But Paul rejoiced in prison.
但保罗在监牢当中却喜乐。
He lived a constrained life.
他过着一个受约束的生活。
He was constrained by the love of Christ.
他是被神的爱所约束的。
Nobody would like to spend 11 years in a prison.
没有一个人愿意在监牢当中过11年。
How about spending 11 years traveling all over Asia?
或者是花11年在亚细亚在那里旅行。
Do you think it's fun that way?
你觉得这很有趣吗？
To spend 11 years traveling all over Asia without airplanes.
要花三个11年在亚细亚遍地来旅行，但是却没有飞机。
Without high speed rail.
也没有高速公路。
Travel by foot.
是靠着腿并船。
Many times in various dangers.
常常还要经历各样的危险。
In danger from rivers, in danger from bandits.
遭遇江河的危险，盗贼的危险。
In danger from fellow Jews.
同族的危险。
In danger from Gentiles.
外邦人的危险。
In danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea.
城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险。
In danger from false prophets.
还有假弟兄的危险。
Was it Paul's first choice to spend 11 years in various kinds of dangers?
保罗是要这样来选择在11年当中经历这么多的危险吗？
He was constrained by the love of Christ.
他被神的爱所约束。
He was constrained by this love. So he spent 11 years constantly on the move.
所以他因着被神的爱如此的约束 ,11 年当中他常常的要来旅行。
He had the circumcision of the heart.
他的心中有那割礼。
This is the third way.We should run this race.
这是我们所当跑这条路的第三种方法。
So, brother and sister, let's conclude, this time.
弟兄姐妹，这就是总结了我们所要
讲的。So we are in a race today.
今天我们是在这个赛跑上。
And there is the prize.
那里有一个奖赏。
The prize is incorruptible.
这个奖赏是不能朽坏的。
To win the prize, we must run in such a way.
若要如此得奖赏的话，我们要如此跑。
We must exercise self-control in all things.
我们要在凡事上来节制。
Then from Jeremiah, we learn there are three areas we should exercise self-control.
从耶利米身上，我们知道有三点我们可以如此来操练节
制。First, we must be truthful before the Lord.
第一，我们在神的面前要真实。
It's not about perfection; it's about honesty and truthfulness.
不是关乎完美，而是关乎诚实。和真实。
There is always hope for an honest person.
对一个诚实的人，总在他身上有盼望。
God can only work in a person who is truthful.
神只有在一个真实的人身上才能够工作。
Whether you and I can win the prize depends on if God can continue to work in us.
你和我能否得到奖赏，关乎于神是否能够持续的在我们里面工作。
If we are truthful, we will win the prize.
若我们是真实的话，我们就会得到奖赏。
Therefore, we must exercise the self-control of being truthful.
因此，我们要来节制，学习真实。
We practice, but not telling a lie.
我们如此操练，就是能够来不说谎。
Secondly,
第二
，we must honor the boundary of the Lord.
我们要来守神所立的界限。
The boundary of the Lord is the word of the Lord.
神所立的界限就是神的话。
Are we willing to honor the boundary of the Lord?
我们是否愿意来守住神所立的界限？
We all do.
我们都愿意。
We all willing.
我们都愿意。
But how can we practically exercise this self-control?
但我们如何能够实际的来如此操练这个节制呢？
We must have the fear of God in us.
我们心中要有对神的畏惧。
But we also need to hear the Lord.
我们同时也要能听到神。
It's not enough to know the rules of the game.
单单知道这个规则是不够的。
It's very critical to be able to hear the judge.
我们也要能够听到那裁判。
Brother and sister, we should not satisfy by knowing all the rules.
弟兄姐妹，我们不当以知道所有的规则为满。
I think many times we have wrong satisfactions.
常常我们里面有那错误的满足的感觉。
Over the years, we begin to know the rules.
经年累月，我们知道了这些规则。
But whether we can hear the Lord is a different matter.
但我们是否能够听到神是另外一件事。
We must be able to hear the Lord.
我们必须要能够来听到神。
This is the second area we need to exercise self-control.
这是我们所要来第二点操练的这个节制的事。
Whenever we do anything.
无论我们所做的是什么事
，Whether you're studying the word, you're in fellowship, or you're in prayer, or you're in meetings，
无论你是在读主的话，你是在交通，还是你在这个聚会的里面
，Ask yourself，
问一问自己
，Am I hearing the Lord？
我是否在听到神
？Or am I just reading the rules？
还是我只是在这里读这些规则
？We must be able to hear the Lord ourselves。
我们必须自己能够来听到神。
Thirdly,
第三
we must have the circumcision of the heart.
我们必须在心中有割礼
and be constrained by the love of Christ.
能够被神的爱所约束
Circumcision is the sign of the covenant.
这个割礼的记号就是那约的记号
Circumcision is a commitment to obey the commandments.
这个割礼也是说我们立志要来守神所立的话
But we know it is impossible for the circumcision of the flesh to do that.
但我们知道肉体上的割礼是不可能来达成这一点。
The real issue is the love for God in us.
真正的问题在乎我们里面向着神的爱。
And circumcision of the heart is to be filled with the love of God by the Holy Spirit.
所以在心中的割礼就是要借着圣灵的浇灌被神的爱所充满。
To exercise self-control, we need to live a life that was constrained by the love of Christ.
要来操练节制就是要过一个生活是被神的爱所约束的。
Brothers and sisters, the time is near.
弟兄姐妹时间将近。
We may not have too much time.
我们可能所剩的时间不多了。
The day of the Lord is coming upon us.
主的日子就要来到我们。
It's very essential for us to examine our life.
是非常的重要，让我们能够来省察我们自己的生活。
And ask ourselves, am I running such a way that I may win?
来问我们是否是如此的跑，好叫我们能够得着奖赏。
May all of us rise up and run this race together.
愿我们一同能够起来，同跑这一条赛跑。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come and fellowship upon your words.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够来一同分享您的话语。
We want to just come and face to face with you.
我们愿意能够面对面的坐在您脚前。
We need to ask the Lord, "Am I hearing you?"
我们要来问，我们是否来听到主你在说话
？No, we will not let a time like this just pass us by.
我们不愿时间就这样的过去。
We need to ask the Lord, are there anything that you want to speak to me?
我们要来问主啊，你有什么话要对我来说？
Is there any way, any area of my life that needs to be changed?
在我的生活当中，有什么地方，有什么道路是要来被您所改变的？
So that I can run in such a way that I may win.
好叫我如此能够来跑，为着得着那奖赏。
Encourage us that everyone can win the prize.
鼓励我们，好叫我们每一个人都能得着那奖赏。
As long as we are truthful,
只要我们是真实的。
As long as we honor the boundaries set by the Lord,
只要我们能够来守住神所立的界限。
As long as we are constrained by the love of Christ,
只要我们是被神的爱来约束的。
Father, we pray that you encourage us today.
神，我们求你能够今天来鼓励我们。
Not to be satisfied by knowing the rules.
不要为着知道这些规则而自满。
Knowing the rules will not win the prize.
单知道规则不能够让我们得着奖赏。
We need to hear you.
我们要来听到你。
Have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。